I have standing by for a quick update. Our fine Michigan Secretary of State, who happens to be the leading Democrat gubernatorial candidate. In fact, she's not just leading Chris Swanson. She appears to be leading Mike Cox, John James, Perry Johnson on the Republican side as well. I'm talking about our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Madam Secretary, welcome back.
Hi, Paul. Happy Juneteenth. Great to be here.
Well, that's kind of what got our attention, your op-ed in the Michigan Chronicle on Juneteenth. Can you kind of sum that up for us?
Yeah, well, you know, I started my career doing civil rights work and moved to Detroit to clerk for Damon Keith long ago. And I think this is a day where we sort of reflect on the ongoing work we need to do to ensure that everyone can afford to live in Michigan and that no community is left behind. And that's what this campaign is really about. So I'm taking the day to talk to people in Detroit and all around the state about that vision for making Michigan more affordable. And we've had a great series of events and great for us all to reflect on what we're all going to do to continue to work for equality and justice and our democracy in the years ahead.
Listen, it's best to be in the lead, but I also know you don't take anything for granted. So you're not taking anything for granted on all of this.
Not at all. I'm a marathoner, Paul. You know that. I like to take one step at a time, one day at a time, and I stay present and just doing everything I can to reach as many voters in this state on both sides of the aisle, frankly. You know, this is my fourth statewide campaign. I'm taking seriously the opportunity and responsibility to connect with everyone in every one of our 83 counties about how I've got a plan to reduce costs, improve our public education system, grow our economy, and keep people safe in their communities.
Well, yeah, look, you've been in all those 83 counties. You've been doing your work,
yes.
So you're clearly the best-known candidate. And just as we're sitting here, I'm thinking about the average person, and I'm looking at one of my television monitors, and I'm not kidding. They had a Mike Cox, John James, Perry Johnson trifecta of commercials that ran right after, one after the other after the other. I couldn't tell who they were for and who they were against. They were so confusing. They were three different commercials for the three different candidates. But, you know, in the old days, we used to separate those. There's no such thing anymore. And I think it causes for great confusion among the voters.
You know, there's a lot of noise out there, and I got news for you. The noise is not going to get any better between now and November, but I am coming into this race as the only candidate who has actually connected in a real way with voters in every one of our counties, because people know through coming to our branch offices and working with me as Secretary of State for these last almost 8 years that I know how to fix broken systems and improve their lives and save people time and save people money and make their life easier. That's what I've done as Secretary of State. That's what I'm going to do as governor. And I encourage people to just, you know, block out the noise and focus on results. Who's delivered? Who do you trust to deliver continuously for improving our state? We're going to make that case to voters, not just on the air, but on the ground as well, and showing up at community events and meetings all across the state. And I hope that'll enable us to make the case to every voter that I'm the best positioned and best ready to lead this state into the future.
The leading Democrat gubernatorial candidate, our Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, with us here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. How did you find out that you were being endorsed by Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield?
You know, the Detroit mayor has done so many great things already in her short tenure. Mayor Sheffield has been a great friend of for decades, ever since I was working as a teacher at Wayne State. And she was starting out on city council. So our friendship goes back a long way, and you're going to see a real partnership between her and I. You know, I live in Detroit. I'm going to continue living in Detroit as governor and continue to make sure she and, frankly, mayors all around our state have the support they need to do their jobs in the communities they represent. So I was so honored to be one of the first people she's ever endorsed for anything as mayor. And I think you're going to see her be an active part of our campaign in the months ahead. And we'll be working together a lot at the state and local level.
When you said
I'm able to win this race.
You said about you live in Detroit and you said you're going to continue to live in Detroit. So I'm not confused, and no one is. You will live in the governor's home in Lansing.
Well, we'll certainly, you know, like past governors have done, you know, use that residence for the public as it's meant to be, and opportunities for people to come and celebrate and come together and spend time with me as a governor. But, you know, I'm raising my son in Detroit. This is his home, and it's going to continue to be a home for him in the years ahead. And it's a unique thing about being a mom and a human and also a governor, you know, balancing both roles, but making sure as well that I'm staying close to the city that I call home, even as I lead the entire state. I've done that as Secretary of State as well, so I know how to balance all of the above.
Good for you. Well, congratulations so far with this race. You're taking nothing for granted, but you're leading ahead of Chris Swanson and, for that matter, ahead of Mike Cox, John James, Perry Johnson so far. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Madam Secretary.
Thanks for having me, Paul, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a
and
great
what's,
weekend.
And what's the website again?
JocelynBenson.com. You can see my policy positions on a number of things and my plan to reduce costs on everything from healthcare to housing to energy for all Michiganders.
That's nice and easy. Thanks much, Madam Secretary. That's going to wrap it up for the day and for the week. I hope that you will have a fabulous Father's Day and will remember to wish your dad, if you are lucky enough to be able to do that, a fabulous Father's Day. It's the team. I'm running out of time. Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, Ray Templin, Dave Rigger, Marie Osborne, Ann Thomas, Kim Smith, and you. Regards, Paul W. Smith.